Blog Talk Radio. All right. Peace and love. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Motivational Classroom with Haru, Sade, and Dwight. Today, we are going to talk about the power of thought, words, and intention. Man, say. I'm joined with my brother, Cedric. Cedric, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir. What's good, bro, brother?
All right. Peace and love to you, man, say. Woo! Man. Today is great. Today is going to be a great day because we're going to command it to be a great day, brother. A lot has transpired this week, you know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of growth, a lot of elevation, and a lot of cleansing, right? So, you know what? Wait, first let me say this. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the broadcast yesterday. That broadcast that we did yesterday, brother, in the classroom, man, say, we got so much feedback from that broadcast. The numbers of that broadcast were amazing. Mm. I was like, what? Like, people really felt it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They really felt it. It stuck with them, you know, and I just want to say thank you to the listeners, you know, the audience. You know, we are so glad that you are learning, you know what I'm saying, and that you are growing because that is the intention, right? We're talking about intention today, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That is the intention of these motivational classrooms so we can all learn and grow together, you know.
Right.
Me and Cedric, we were both students, you know. I was in my corner, you know what I'm saying, and you were learning.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, just amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, thank you to everybody who tuned into that. So, the power of thoughts, words, and attention. Now, this particular broadcast came because Dr. Emoto, I believe that's how you say his name, he did a water experiment, right, with water, you know what I'm saying? And it was pretty much him speaking to the water, you know, speaking different messages into the water, and then the water, it would actually crystallize, you know what I'm saying, into, you know, whatever it was that he was speaking into the water, right? And so with us being, what do they say, 70% water, 90, I forgot the percentage that they say we are actually water.
75,
you know,
like 75 to 80% water, I think so.
Yeah,
it's a pretty decent percentage.
Yeah, 75 to 80% water, you know what I'm saying? So if our bodies are water, you know what I'm saying, how are we speaking to ourselves? You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about the clip, my brother. Dwight is going to be joining us a bit later. And, let's see, before we got started, Brother Cedric, there was a YouTube clip that I had ran across this morning, and, you know, I want to start off with gratitude, you know what I'm saying, and that's with gratitude for everybody that, you know, our spiritual family, you know what I'm saying, us all working
right.
together, coming together, you know, I just want to give gratitude and appreciation to all of you. You know what I'm saying? For all that you do as far as our brothership, as far as our sisterhoodship, you know what I'm saying, as far as what we do collectively together in business, you know, and I just want to give gratitude, right? So
right.
There was an important message by Rev Smart. Rev Smart does like these 5-minute, you know, snippets, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play this one is actually 4 minutes. So I'm going to play this, and this is for everybody, you know what I'm saying, just to kind of give gratitude, you know what I'm saying, for the people in your life. You know, even when times get hard, you know what I'm saying, and shit hit the fan and shit is challenging, you know what I'm saying, just still
right.
giving gratitude, still being in a moment of gratitude, even when you feel like shit, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
let me play this clip, and then we'll be right back, y'all. Powerful.
Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. So a lot of people always ask me, Ralph, who really helped you along your early journey? Well, my mother really helped me. She's a great inspiration. But someone who really helped me wake up, embrace my true power, was my mentor, Mikhail Ivanov, Omran Mikhail Ivanov, a Bulgarian master teacher. His mentor was Master Diunov, who actually mentored Albert Einstein. Now, my mentor, Mikhail Ivanov, opened my eyes when I was just 16 years old to say, actually, we are so much more than we have been told. And this video is dedicated to him and my mom, because I've learned deep divers. You see, what helps us all become our greatest versions is to pay homage to those who helped us when no one else was around. Because I see a lot of people loving people who do so little for them. I used to listen to music which was actually programming me in a negative way. But I love these songs. I love these artists. But they weren't nourishing my soul. And many times we give more attention to what's bad for us than what actually helps us. Well, today that ends. And I'm paying homage to everyone who has ever helped me along my journey. Deep divers, what's helped me grow, what's helped me evolve, is to appreciate good people because they are hard to come by. It's time, deep divers, to start focusing, start giving attention, start giving care, start giving love to people who have always been there for you. They've always been there for you from day one. Start honoring them. Start thanking them. And then, well, you just say, "Phil, so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello?" You all too are appreciated. So there you have it, deep divers. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the great good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes. If you found this inspiring, add me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. Check out the new book on Amazon, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace. You. Peace to everybody who's ever helped me. You all appreciate it.
Powerful clip, y'all. Yes, powerful clip. So gratitude, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say it's not just about me. It's about us helping one another. You know what I mean? Gratitude
right.
for each other. You know, I think that we should do that more often. You know what I'm saying? Brother, I just thank you. Thank you just for being you. Thank you just for, you know, thank you. You know what I'm saying? So,
same to you. And everybody in my spiritual family, you know, I thank them every day. You know, you just,
yeah,
you can never, you know, you can, yeah, exactly. You just never can take it for granted. So,
mm-hmm.
yes,
absolutely.
I do appreciate
absolutely.
You, love you, and all my
yeah.
spiritual family.
Yes. I'll say to the whole Ear family, spiritual, inside and out. You know what I mean? So, we are going to go ahead and hop into the clip with Emoto. This is going to be a short broadcast today, my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're going to go ahead and just go into the clip. What do we have? We do not have any broadcast tonight. I want to say Thursday we have Shari. Yeah, Shari's going to be coming on Thursday. She's going to be doing her first broadcast on Enhancing Awareness Radio. Shari is very excited. I believe she's going to be speaking about balance. I'm going to the calendar now so I can see the exact show title. But she sent me a clip of her. Okay, here we go. The Balance with Moonlight Shari. Yep. So, yeah, I need to get that scheduled in. So, yeah, guys, please tune in for that on Thursday. I believe it's going to be 7 p.m. Central, if I'm not mistaken. And that's 8 p.m. Okay, so that's 8 p.m. Eastern. And she's going to be debuting every second Thursday of each month on Enhancing Awareness Radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm trying to get to it to confirm, but I'm almost positive you're right.
Yeah, the balance of moonlight chart. So I,
yep.
Yeah, I just need to get it scheduled. So, okay. So, yeah, guys, so as we do the Motivational Classroom, guys, we would like to tell you that the Motivational Classroom is where we all learn, where we all grow. As you guys know, that's in, you know, our regular listeners, you know. So we encourage you guys to also call in, you know what I'm saying? So the area code to call in is going to be 929-477-3423. Again, that's 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that we can see you in the caller queue, you know. Don't be scared. We want y'all to all learn, grow together. So, yes, that's what it's about. So, let's see. Oh, Cedric, I wanted to let you know, too, I'm excited about the poetry sessions, my brother, because, yeah, we're going to get together. I think we said this week, but if you don't mind, I want to postpone it to next week.
that's fine.
That's
perfect.
To get the energy together, if you know what I mean. The poetry session, she actually called me back. One of the girls called me back yesterday, and she was talking about it, and I know you have a lead as well. So we're going to get all our leads. And then I told Maria, I believe that's her name, I told her that we're going to be starting the poetry sessions in April. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're calling it poetry sessions now, although there are many different ideas. You know what I'm saying? Some I didn't realize Eli was a poet. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, he sent me those ideas. So the name may change, but, you know, we have a few ideas for you guys that we plan on bringing to the platform really soon, and poetry sessions is one of them. So kind of like, I guess, open mic night, if you will. You know what I mean? Open mic night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like what we're going to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, open mic night. You know what I mean? So, please be sure that you are following our Facebook group. Our Facebook group is in the show notes. We also have a YouTube channel now, and Instagram, all of that. So everything is in the show notes. Be sure that you're following us so you can stay tuned with all of our updates. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So this one, The Power of Thoughts, Worst Intention, Dr. Emoto. Let's go ahead and hop into the clip, my brother. And then, as you know, we play a song, and then we come back and we discuss, all right? So this one is about 16 minutes. So, guys, peace and love to you, and we'll be right back.
Peace.
December 13th, 2017. Thank you for joining me at Evolutionary Energy Arts once again. We're looking at a photo of Dr. Masaru Emoto, and he is, well, if you haven't heard of him, you really should have, because he conducted some famous experiments that showed the power of thought, the power of words, the power of intention, and it was all about working with water. By holding the intention of peace towards water, by thinking, speaking, and acting with the intention of peace towards water, water can and will bring peace to our bodies and to the world. That's a quote from Dr. Emoto, who passed away a few years back. So the test he did, how was the research carried out? He developed a technique using a very powerful microscope in a very cold room, along with high-speed photography, to photograph newly formed crystals of frozen water samples. Not all water samples crystallize, however. Water samples from extremely polluted rivers directly seem to express the state water is in. Dr. Masaru Emoto discovered that crystals formed in frozen water, they reveal changes when specific concentrated thoughts are directed towards them. He found that the water from clear springs and water that has been exposed to loving words show brilliant, complex, colorful snowflake patterns. In contrast, polluted water or water exposed to negative thoughts, forms, incomplete and asymmetrical patterns will emerge with dull colors. And it's amazing work. So if you see this here, you could see the pattern that develops over here on top left with heavy metal music. The pattern to "You Make Me Sick, I Will Kill You," to the actual name Adolf Hitler, and then below, "Thank You, Love and Appreciation, and Mother Teresa." Very, very interesting. So after seeing water react to different environmental conditions, pollution, and music, Dr. Emoto and colleagues decided to see how thoughts and words affect the formation of untreated distilled water crystals using words typed onto paper by a word processor and taped on the glass bottles overnight. The same procedure was performed using the names of deceased persons. The waters were then frozen and photographed. So even if it wasn't said verbally, the actual letters, again, carry the intention or the program of what it is that's written down. And it affects the water in just the same way. So there again, written words, the vibrations from spoken words, they affect the water the same way. Very, very interesting experiments. And here you can see some more examples. And you can see polluted water over here and some other negative things like the statement, "You fool, you make me sick." Fujiwara Dam water before prayer. And then look just to the right, Fujiwara Dam water after prayer. Spring water, "Thank you," Beethoven's music, "Love and Appreciation." So we could see the pattern. So if we doubt the power of our thoughts and our words and even our written words, we are doing ourselves a great disservice. There is tremendous power in that. There is power in everything. Everything we say, everything we think, everything we do. You remember in the Bible, Jesus quote, you know, "You've heard you shall not covet your neighbor's wife," and all, and then he says, if you even think, you're doing the same thing. If you even think about it, you've already sinned. You know, so you've already done the same thing, because the thoughts send out vibrations. Everything is vibrations, just as Einstein and Tesla had spoken about. The photo on the left is of an ice crystal frozen from severely polluted water. The photo on the right is from the same water refrozen after having been blessed by Dr. Emoto. One can plainly see that we do not only have the ability to heal ourselves, but the earth as well. For our bodies are anywhere between 65 and 80-something percent water, depending on how old we are and how well hydrated. As we age, we basically dry out some. But we have the power to heal ourselves with thought and with word. And there's a reason why these things work. And as Einstein had said, it all boils down to the fact that everything is energy. Everything is energy. And Tesla said, think in terms of wavelength, vibration, frequency. That's the nature of the universe. That's the nature of reality. Things, even things like a desk or like a stone wall, they're still vibrating. And in reality, even a rock wall is still mostly vacuum and empty. It might seem strange to us because it feels solid and heavy, but the reality is it's a vibrating mass of energy. As is water, as is our bodies, as is everything. And we all vibrate at certain frequencies. Here we see tap water in Shinagawa, Tokyo, and the same tap water with chi, soul, and spirit taped to it. And this is basically what they did, just these simple labels. And just showing the words to water can have the same effect as the vibrations of the spoken word. Pretty amazing stuff. So we have to be very careful with what we think and what we speak. And we have to be aware of how we are manipulated by the powers that be into thinking and behaving certain ways. One thing that Western doctors do so often is they diagnose people. Oh, Mrs. Jones, I'm so sorry. You have a certain type of cancer and you only have 3 to 6 months. In saying that, it's just the same as putting a spell on them. They're doing the same thing. Now, if Mrs. Jones was told by a different doctor, oh, Mrs. Jones, you're fine. It's really nothing. You'll be fine. You'll be feeling better by the end of the week. There's a good chance she probably would feel better by the end of the week, because so much of everything is our mindset and what we believe. And this is how we have been manipulated. And this is a big part of how the half a 1% control the 99.5%. We know they do it through many ways, but they understand all this, and they've understood this for thousands of years. It's been passed down. These are the type of things that have been passed down in the mystery traditions, in the secret societies. But now everything is coming out into the open. Interesting how angel and soul are a ring, a circle, kind of pointing towards eternity. Now, eternal looks like just a beautiful snowflake that does harmony and truth and wisdom, compassion, and thank you. So water carries our thoughts and our prayers, as you yourself are water. No matter where you are, your prayers will be carried to the rest of the world. And there have been many, many experiments done showing the power of prayer, and especially the power of prayer in a group. And it doesn't even have to be prayer. I mean, it's just truly, it's intention. So it doesn't matter if you view it as praying. It doesn't matter if you think it's just a mantra. It doesn't matter if you label it an affirmation. It doesn't matter if you label it a spell or anything like that. You can label it white magic, black magic, whatever you want to label it. It's all intention. It's all the same stuff. So it's really about focused intention. And so when more than one person starts focusing their intention, it becomes very powerful. And when so many people believe in prophecies that are written in their holy books that are ones of, you know, self-fulfilling destruction and wrath and condemnation, it becomes self-fulfilling. Just look at the first, you know, few verses in the Bible once we get past creating things. And it's all about original sin and the fact that, you know, we are born in sin, which puts a feeling of guilt into the person. And it conditions them to feel guilty and less than, like there is something inherently wrong in them. And that is such a negative, negative thing. And that shows you a religion of control. Take the Catholic Church. You have to go to the priest to absolve for your sins. So you have to go to another human who could absolve you of your sins. And the whole thought that the Pope is, you know, the representative of Christ on earth, when he's just another human. And so many of the priests, you know, have done horrible things to little kids, you know, and because of their repression of their natural emotions and instincts. So it's just ridiculous. We need to, as a society, become aware of how we've been manipulated, and we need to take back control for ourselves. Realize that we can heal ourselves. We could heal the planet too. We could really achieve anything we wanted to if we put our minds to it. So how could we do this? Well, again, it has to start at a local level and a small level, and just like-minded people. The community that we're developing here at Evolutionary Energy Arts with our discussions and our talks, you know, that type of thing, you know, connecting with other people of like mind. I hate to focus on a lot of negative topics, but at the same time, we can't have our head in the sand and not realize when things are being manipulated around us and not realize that we're being led into another war, or, you know, all the things, conspiracies that have been done on humanity, you know, from 9/11 to, you know, you name it. There's been so many, time and time again. And, you know, it's just so easy to see through it once we start to look. So many people think that conspiracy nuts are just crazy wackos, when in reality, you know, some of us might be a little bit over the top, but in reality, we're just better educated. It's pretty simple. You know, we've just looked deep enough, long enough, into all the different things, all the different possibilities, to see logical conclusions on what's going on. So the water tests that Dr. Emoto did definitely point to the inherent power that we have within us, which, that doesn't bring money, you know, to the pharmaceutical industry. So that's not going to be put out into the public, you know, by the pharmaceutical industry or any sort of lobbyists. They want to put all that down. That's why there's so much negativity from mainstream medical about some of the alternative possibilities. Alternative healing is growing in leaps and bounds. And a lot of times, all you even need is just, you know, a trip to the massage therapist, a trip to the chiropractor, or just maybe to start taking up Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga for yourself. Maybe just an adjustment in your diet and an adjustment in your outlook will do it, instead of self-medicating with toxins that are going to create more problems. So we have so much power, and that's what these experiments show. We have tremendous power within us, and more people have to wake up and realize that the power they have in their own minds to create a positive reality instead of the negative reality that the powers that be, the cabal, the Illuminati, want to have. Because they want a world full of dissension. Unity will take away and threaten their power. If the 99% unifies, it's a huge threat to the world that they have, where they have their own personal little playground to do everything that they want to do, while others are suffering and many are still starving in countries. So we have tremendous power. Dr. Emoto's experiments definitely illustrate that, and there's so much more than that that we could pull out and show how powerful we are. So many other prayer experiments and other things along those lines that we'll be investigating as we go along down this journey. So if you found this interesting, definitely give it a thumbs up, share with friends, and if you haven't subscribed yet, please do subscribe and join our fast-growing family. I look forward to speaking with you all again very soon. Till then, take care.
it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Yes, be water, my friend. All right. That was a short clip by Bruce Lee. You know, if you guys, thank you again, I'm sorry. You tuned into the Motivational Classroom with Haru and Sid and Dwight. Today we're talking about the power of thoughts, words, and intention. And pretty much everything that was said in the clip, you know, it was done, it was based off of Dr. Emoto's water experiment. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys have not study Dr. Emoto. He even has a book out, you guys. You guys, it is very powerful, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, learning and examining, you know, how our thoughts and how our words, you know what I'm saying, and how our intentions really truly impact our lives. You know, whether it be, you know, just for a lack of better teaching, I guess, you know, whether it be negative or positive, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, so many, they understand that it's all energy. You know, it's not good or bad. It's just energy, and it's just how you pretty much use that energy. You know what I mean? So
right.
With how you use that energy does come consequence, right? So,
exactly.
You know, being aware of what you think and what you speak, that's first. Cedric, how did you feel about the YouTube clip, my brother?
I liked it because it's not something that I know a lot about. Well, I can't say that. I do know about your thoughts and how it affects water. But as far as doing it myself and practicing it, I've never have and never really dived into it. But I do know about the, you know, this YouTube and the conversation and everything. And I love it because it kind of makes you understand, like, if you're in a bad mind frame, or if you are happy about something, when you get to water and you express that around water with people you generally feel that way about, it just looks different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like your environment, you know? I mean, even with me, like in the snow, to me it just looks different because I love it. It's just like, you know, I can express that. And it's like all around me. It just looks beautiful to me. So it's just, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think you got to be able to understand that your thoughts, your words, and just like we, like the title said, your intentions. Mm-hmm. You may intend for your thoughts to be good, but what is coming out of your mouth still would be good. And that's going to reflect, you know, what comes off you. So, yeah, I love this. This was powerful.
Yeah, your direct reality. This is why I encourage the audience to study more, you know what I'm saying, because this topic alone is very complex, you know what I'm saying? So I think ultimately it's for us to realize that you yourself is that water, you know what I mean? And
right.
when he was talking and he did the water experiment, there is a movie. I cannot think of the movie but it was a very powerful movie to where they, okay, it wasn't The Secret. It was something in the lines of The Secret. I'll think of it later, and I'm going to post it in the show notes, you know what I'm saying, for anybody who is going to archive and listen to this show. Yeah, I'm going to, and I'll let you know, Cedric, too, once I think of the name. But in the movie, they actually did the live water experiments, right? And then they used, you know, Hitler, you know what I'm saying, as one, and they used, you know, a positive affirmation in another one, and, you know, they actually literally did it. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's YouTube clips out here, you know, outside of where Emoto is actually speaking himself, and he's actually...
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Right. So that's why I encourage you guys to, you know, do your further research, you know what I'm saying, as far as what this means and how you can incorporate this to your life.
Right, right.
It ties into everything that we've been discussing over the last month. You know what I mean? And we do this in different ways in repetition because we want you guys to get it. You know what I'm saying? As far as how you're speaking to yourself, right? What are your intentions? You are water. Words are indeed spells. Ooh, now see this right here, my brother. And we're gonna do a motivational classroom on how words are spells, like indirectly, because words are spells. But here's the thing: not just what we are speaking, you know, as far as into ourselves, but also what we allow in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm learning in my personal, you know what I'm saying, to just, you know, unfollow people. You know what I'm saying? Or just scroll past. Like, don't even get, like, I may read a word or two, but I see where this is going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right,
you know.
Right.
It's, so I think it's a totality, you know what I'm saying, of what we speak to ourselves and what we allow in. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I am a firm believer or a knower. Go ahead. No, Cedric, go ahead. Go ahead. You got to start. Go ahead.
I want to say I agree with that because, you know, it is what you allow in. I mean, because really, you know the energy of the people around you. You know if how someone talks. You know how someone communicates. So you kind of already have that idea. So you allowing someone to get loud around you when you already know they're loud – and then you want to complain or say something about it. That's like oxymoronic. That's like you accept me. It's like you accept me with conditions or you love me with conditions. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. 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 Words are spells, right? What we allow in, shit.
I mean, it could be toxic too. What you allow in and what you accept, what you know you're going to hear, what you don't think you're going to hear. I mean, it's all about acceptance. I mean, because I mean, at the end of the day, if you know people around you communicate the way they communicate, you're almost knowing how your conversations are going to go going in. So if you don't have that positivity going in, how are you expecting positivity to come out?
Damn. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you can have that intention. You can have that intention. I'm going to go into this business meeting or I'm going to go into this, you know, this campfire conversation. But when I get there, I already know this person might be on edge. This person might be on edge. This person might be on edge. So I need to make sure that my words are not feeding that energy. But see, people are not conscious enough to think that way because what they do is they think that, okay, my intention is I'm pissed off and I got to let people know about it. So their intention is to go and you know, right off the bat, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
right.
If you know your people, is that the proper area to do that? So people get the formula mixed up. Thought, word, intention. Okay? Your intention is always got to be the forefront. What is your intention? Before
intention.
You even say a damn thing, what is your intention?
Damn.
Because if you know your intention and you deliberately go against it, guess what? Your outcome is going to be exactly what you failed to fucking follow the very first thought you had. If your intention was to do good, and you did the opposite, and you blaming everybody else, guess what? Your intention was to fuck that up because you already thought that you were going to do good when you said, nope, I'm going to go against the grain, fuck that, and go negative, or vice versa.
Right.
You can expect negative and go in good, and it come back negative. It's like, fuck, why? Because you had the intention on it being negative, and you changed that shit around.
Ooh, Lord. God damn, where is that bomb at? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You better speak, Cedric.
I'm just, I mean, I get that people have communication problems. I get people have issues with identifying energy. Well, guess what? You can feel those energies. It is your intention. If you have the intention on being petty, guess what? You're going to be petty.
Mm-hmm.
There's no changing that in the foreground, trying to say, oh, I'm going to do this, but then you change it all of a sudden. No, you was going to be petty, and guess what? Petty came to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tenfold.
Yes. You ask and you shall receive. That's how spirit works. Don't get it twisted. You are an alchemist. You manifest shit. If you gonna sit here and say, I'm gonna have a dinner party at my house, I'm gonna have nice jazz music. Matter of fact, I think I'm gonna go to the store and get that expensive cheese and some nice meats, and oh, I'm gonna get some wine. I'm gonna get some nice bottles of wine, and you know, set the mood. You know what? I'm gonna play the piano. They don't even know I know how to play piano. I'm gonna play the piano. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
My intention on everything I just said is going to set a good atmosphere, which means what? All negative is not going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
You are already spelling that. Mm-hmm. You are already spelling it with your words. You are, oh, I'm going to get a pianist to play some nice music. That is all love affirmation. That is all energy that you are putting in the atmosphere for your dinner party. Now,
damn,
if some negative energy gets in there, you can identify it. Why? Because it's going to glow like a fucking glow worm.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already know oil and water don't mix.
Yes, yes. So, brother, I mean, you saying something very powerful. You like your intentions. So what it sounds like is that we have to be very mindful of our intentions, period, across the board, before anything, right? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes. I think, okay, the way I look at life, if, like, this morning, I'm going to be transparent. This morning, Connie, before she left work, she's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. She's like, you just
mm-hmm.
look pissed off, you look worried, or you just look aggravated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But my intention was not to give off the energy as if something was bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what
mm-hmm.
I did? I gave off that energy.
Mm.
Because it was like something was bugging me, but it wasn't really bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
But my intention was to not show it off because I second-guessed myself. I knew something was bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
But what did I do first when I first got up? I noticed something was bothering me, and I fed into that energy. And my face and my actions and everything else,
it
I fed into it. Right. And
yeah.
then when I try to catch myself and say, you know what, I can't do that. She's getting ready to go to work. I'm not going to fuck up her day. I'm not going to fuck up my day. So I changed my attitude, went downstairs, grabbed me a glass of water, drank my glass of water. Guess what? It was still on my face because my intention, because I fed into it, was to be fucking angry.
Okay.
And in all reality, it was nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. I allowed myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I allowed
yeah.
myself to be pissed off for just those
mm-hmm.
3 minutes. And it
mm-hmm.
affected my whole body. I mean, everything.
Yes.
My,
everything.
How
yeah.
I said, how I moved, how
mm-hmm.
I wasn't really, like, giving her affirmations like I do every morning. None of that shit.
Yeah. You was off key. Totally off
yes.
key.
Yeah. Yeah, I
you
was way off key. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you caught
so,
it. See, that's powerful, Cedric, because how often do we do that?
See,
you know what
that,
I mean?
I'm going to tell you this as a secret. You and Dwight and so many people in my spiritual family, like when you – every time somebody says talk, you know yourself, all these different things about knowing yourself. I'm
mm-hmm.
a student. I don't
mm-hmm.
do a lot of things that you do and a lot of things that Dwight does. But guess what? In better knowing myself, how about me try that to see if it works for me and then make it mine by
yes.
changing it how
make
it,
it
works
your own.
For me.
Yes,
yeah. change it how it works for me. Guess what? That's what I've been doing.
Yes. Yes.
So,
wow.
I mean, yeah. it works.
Yes. Man, it's like, you know, there's something, it works if you work it, you know, it works if you work something like that. When I was going to counseling sessions, you know, they would always say it works if you work it, you know, but it's very
yes.
powerful. You said you may, like, you take these principles, right? Because I think you're speaking about different spiritual principles that Dwight may be involved in, I might be involved in, that we teach people or that we actually do, and you get those principles and you take it and you make it your own.
Right.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and go ahead.
I was going to say it was just like how if when we were talking about you never let nothing affect your attitude.
Yeah.
And it's like undistracted by distractions. What did he say? He said that having no order is disorder.
Yeah.
You have to you really have to connect and understand what's going on with you in a 360 degree. And it's funny how I say 360 degree when the beginning of my phone number and the beginning of Connie's phone number is 360. So when mm-hmm. you put things in a 360 degree frame of understanding, you have to add little gems of everybody. I was just telling Connie this. I was like, my leadership is not built off of one person. I don't. Mm-hmm. I follow different people, but I've gotten a little bit of everybody in my leadership, and I made my leadership based off mm-hmm. little attributes of people that I follow and analyze and edify all the time. And mm-hmm. I think in life, when you draw intention, you really got to go back, like I did in the bathroom. I realized I was into some bullshit that I really didn't even need to get upset about.
Yeah.
So I went downstairs, got me a glass of water, you know, drank my water to get my shit going, made me a cup of coffee, went to the garage, lit it up, did my little smoke, came back, and Connie was downstairs and asked me if I had coffee. I was like, no. And I was just like zoning out. I was just not even really kind of like in my normal, hey, babe, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. No, I was just like, I'm straight. I'm good. Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had already gave the impression that I wasn't. I already gave that whole intention. And instead of mm-hmm. me really looking in the mirror and doing what I'm supposed to do and knocking all that shit off and smiling and saying I love you, I skipped that shit today.
Yeah. So when you speak in, you know, I just wrote down subconscious intention and conscious intention.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Subconscious intention and conscious intention, you know, because we may have a subconscious intention to be angry or, you know, for me, to be depressed and to be sad, you know. But our conscious intention, you know, may be, okay, look, like I started the broadcast, today is going to be a mm-hmm. great day. You know, that was my conscious intention. But my subconscious intention was to just, you know, lay in bed all fucking day and just, you know, you know, just be in confusion and frustration and, you know what I mean? So I think that with that being said, I think a lot of times our subconscious intention wins. You know what I mean?
Right. You're absolutely right.
Because our subconscious intention is pretty much all the time what is going to govern the reality a lot of times. Right?
Yes.
So, absolutely. Brother, this is good. This is good, brother. I didn't know where we was going to go with this, but this is good. You know? Now, another thing, this is why I felt that it was necessary to play the route smart as far as the appreciation. And, you know, what I wrote down that they said in they said was, we can heal ourselves by helping to heal the planet. Mm. We can heal ourselves by helping to heal the planet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, so, and that's what we do every day. You know what I'm saying? We do just a little bit, you know, in the way that we do it here in the classroom, you know what I'm saying? To, you know, give back. You know, to give back. And
right.
So we have to do much power. Wait, what? We have too much power in our minds to create both. We have the power in our minds to create positive realities, you know, for ourselves. Pretty much overall, what I think that means is that we have the power within our minds to create any reality.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That we truly want to manifest at any given time. You know what I'm saying? So
I agree.
This, yeah, brother. This has been great. Our brother Dwight, he was kind of caught up this morning on some stuff. So I'm not sure if he's gonna call in. But that's okay because we're gonna actually end this one early, and then we're gonna be back tomorrow with another broadcast. Let me see, what are we doing tomorrow? Ooh, 10 ways to increase your vibrational frequency.
Wow.
That one is much needed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, you know, brother, when tough times occur, you know what I'm saying? Knowing that our body is 80% water, let's just use 80, you know, how are we speaking to ourselves? I think that that's what's most important. So how I'm thinking that you did was you turned that around by first pushing through it and then deciding that you're not going to, you know, hold on to that anger or that need to be angry. You know what I mean? Or where they came from. So could you tell us, you made a decision, right? Not to, what was that transition like, or that transmutation, right, of energy?
It was actually, it's funny because I catch myself when I'm getting upset about something, and Connie will tell you, like, we could be talking about something, and I can express to her that, you know, whatever it is, and it's upsetting me or whatever like that, but then at the same time, I'll get quiet. And then the conversation calms down, and then we can go into something else. And right then and there is the process. It's that silence. It's complete and utter silence. It's when you can go into yourself and say, "This is pissing me off. I don't need to display this anger towards her or anybody else, because guess what? I'm hurting myself when I do that." And I immediately stop. I immediately realize and I recognize it. You know, so. To transmute it, I go down. Like I said, I went downstairs and drank my water. I know I needed to, you know, get my system started. Well, guess what? When I drank that water, it was like the best thing that I had that morning. I was like, damn, this water is good. Guess what? I'm speaking affirmations to the water and to myself because I'm feeding it to me. So I'm taking in all that good energy, and guess what? All that negative I had is being washed away because I'm not recognizing it no more. That's transmuting. That is transmuting.
You're not giving it energy.
No. Hell no.
You're not giving it energy. Yes. Yes. I mean, that's good. You know, that's good. But I just want the audience to know the process, you know what I'm saying, that you went through, you know what I'm saying, to get that, to get to that place. You know what I mean? That's like the focus, right? That's the focus. I think that's where we miss it. You know, we miss it a lot about that whole process of transition within yourself, you know, not to hone on to that type of energy, to let it go, That was the message also for me today, my brother, like going through my feed, you know what I'm saying? There's like this magic that happens when we're like in these places and then spirit sends you these breadcrumbs, you know. A meme about let it go, a YouTube about let it go, this about let it go, you know, and it came in threes. I was like, okay, universe, you telling me to let it go. You know what I mean? To let it go. Yeah. Because as we start to hold on to it, that's where that anger creeps in. That's where that, you know, that's where we begin to allow, you know what I'm saying, unwanted energy in.
You're right.
You know what I mean? And we do have a choice whether we allow that in, you know what I'm saying? And we did, I think me and you said, we did about a broadcast about living in the now. You know what I mean? Yes. Living in the now. Like yesterday never happened. Yesterday never exists. All you have is now. What are you going to do right now to live your best life? Right?
Say that.
You know what I'm saying? So in everything that we're, in essence of everything that we're saying, this is you speaking those affirmations, speaking life into yourself, and in speaking life into any situation.
Right.
That is honing at us, that is eating at us. You know what I'm saying? I like to always tell people, look, we all healing, we all learning, we all growing, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, at the end of it all, how are we speaking life? You know what I'm saying? How are we speaking life into yourself? How are you speaking life into others? You know, it's all a part of it.
Real talk, it is.
And the way that this spiritual thing is working, like, it's like the unseen is working more, and it's like the unseen is becoming more powerful, brother. Have you noticed
right.
that?
It has. It has. The more you notice how you can really be in the unseen and notice more things in the unseen than the things that are seen, because, like I said, like weeks ago, everything is starting to show itself.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, everything is starting to be more transparent. So you may think you being in the unseen, but really, guess what? You're still visible
mm-hmm.
to the awoken eye.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
it's different.
That's it. I mean, that's it. You know, mask off.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Man, we cannot underestimate that. That is the coin phrase of the year. Okay?
Yes.
Mask off transparency, goddammit. And,
mm-hmm.
brother, no one's immune.
At
no
all.
One is immune, brother. So,
at
you know, with that being said, I think it's very important for y'all to note what Cedric explained to you guys with his personal experience. You know what I mean? Because that was a very real and raw experience, Cedric, you know? And to also study Dr. Emoto's work on water, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, your body is 80% of water. Be mindful of what we're speaking to ourselves. Even when times get hard, you know what I'm saying? I want you all, you know, to speak life
real
for
talk.
Yourself. Speak life for yourself. Transmute that energy like Cedric did in that experience. You know what I mean? And when it comes to our rituals and routine, when it comes to our rituals and routine, because this is another thing you mentioned. You was like, I didn't do none of that. You know, as far as your routine and affirmations, like, you didn't do none of that. You went from zero to, you know, you didn't do any of that. So with you not doing any of that, that just validated that subconscious
right.
intention. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and this is for me too, you know, shit, just still stick, you know, the secret is don't give up, just keep going, you know, stick with the plan. You know what I mean? Stick with the routine. You know, stick with your routine. That's why I was like, I'm not canceling this broadcast. No. You know what I'm saying? We
mm-hmm.
are still doing this, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that when we, especially for us, when we go on teaching this stuff and do all this, the universe is going to test us.
Real talk.
Right? You know, how much you really know? How much you really live in what you speaking, brothers? You know what I mean? You know.
Yes.
How much of that you really live in? Come on now. You know, mask off, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Real talk.
I mean, you know, the universe, when we think we know, the universe will always send us these profound tests and these profound lessons that we need to get. Because the universe always wants to make sure that we truly, truly get it. Why? Because we're being loved. It's a form of tough love, if you will. And you know the universe always got jokes. Universe always got jokes. You know, a joke or two. You know what I'm saying? When you just, everything's smooth sailing, then start. You know what I mean?
I'm just dead stop.
Man, halt, motherfucker.
Yep.
But it's beautiful, though, Cedric, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful because, you know, like you said, the mind's eye, right? You know, when we are elevated to an essence to where our mind's eye is definitely sprouted, if you will, you know, these things are going to come. How are we going to react? We talked about reactions this week, right? Life is only 10%. No, that was last week. Life is only 10%
mm-hmm.
of what happens, yet 90% in how you react to it. Life said, okay, I hear you. Let's test.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on and crank that soldier boy. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
But just to kind of bring it back home, y'all, you know, it's just in your own personal lives, y'all, what are the thoughts that you're thinking about yourself and about reality? You know, what are the words that you're speaking about yourself and about reality? And most of all, and Cedric made this clear. Woo, Cedric, I love how you broke that down, brother.
Thank you.
What are your intentions? What are your intentions? We can go into something, and our rooted intention may be like, this is going to go bad, this is going to go negative, and guess what we're going to get? Just what we thought.
Yep.
We set exactly. Intention. You know what? This is going to go great. This is, you know, everybody's going to come on to one accord. Everybody's going to be understanding, overstanding, even if how scary it may be. You know, maybe it's one of those hard conversations. You know, maybe it's one of those hard decisions you have to make in life. You know, what intentions are you setting for the outcome to be? That's what we must be mindful of. And it's a practice, right? It's a practice.
Yep, it is.
You know, it's a practice of, you know, there will be fuck-ups. You know?
Fact.
Imperfection is perfection. You know, you're not going to get it right the first few times. You know? And with that being said, you're not going to get it right, you know, on the first few levels. Is that an excuse? No.
No.
Is that reality? Absolutely.
Fact.
But what's most important, y'all, is how you're reacting to yourself, how you're treating yourself. We spend our time beating up on ourselves. I think we've done enough in our lifetimes individually, right?
Facts.
You know, that's an ancestral trauma shit. Notice I said lifetimes. You know what I'm saying?
Plural.
We have spent lifetimes beating up on ourselves. And I feel that now is the time to where we can come into this knowing that we don't have to beat up on ourselves anymore for anything.
Real talk.
You know what I mean? So from personal to friendship to businesship to all of that, you know, guys, it's just important, this whole conversation today. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Now, in wrapping up, brother, I pulled an oracle pool today, right? So
okay.
this oracle pool is a dream creation, brother. Dream creation. Okay, so what dream creation, it's about what we're just speaking about. I love how these cards are in sync. Because, you know, what reality are we speaking about within ourselves? You know, this is about the quest. This is about spiritual moves. This is about understanding it all. So this card reminds you to shift your attention to where your true desires are, right? There goes where the intention. And something that we didn't mention, Cedric, is that signs and symbols will show you the way. Signs and symbols will be your guideposts. Those 1111s that you see, those 22s that you see, those 3s that you see, you know what I'm saying? Those divine conversations that you manifest. So center your heart into where your true desires are. That goes back to intention, y'all. That's all it is, intention. What are your true heart's intentions, y'all? I tell people to write it down. Write it down. You know what I mean? Write it down. Now, there is a spring is approaching. You know what I'm saying? The literal spring. You know, I know everybody said March 1st and everybody's doing their whole New Year thing March 1st. I get it. But, you know, the spring, the equinox, you know what I'm saying? I believe it's the spring equinox, y'all. You know, what a lot of people coin as the new year. You know, now is a good time to write out your desires. You know what I'm saying? Now is a good time to write out your goals. Now is a good time to set the stage on what's to come. You know what I mean? So however you incorporate that into your personal life, you know, just take the suggestion that now is the time for you to truly be in tune with your true is heart desires / intention, right?
Right.
So that's all I got, my brother. You want to take us out?
Yeah, I'll take us out, man. Say, I mean, this broadcast, man, like you say, they never, like, go as planned. They never go, like I said, it's unscripted. Everything we do is unscripted and pretty much freestyle, I mean, to be honest with you. But I love how we bring our energies together and always have a powerful broadcast. And I think for me, the last gem that I want to leave people with is that know who you are. Know who you are and know the intentions of which you put out. You can't change. You've already put that intention out in the energy, which means the outcome is going to be exactly what you put out. So you can't expect anything different out of that outcome. If you know you're doing something bad, if you know you're doing something bad, try not to feed into that energy. Try to make sure that you get yourself in a position to not think about stopping the intention, because what you intend on doing is exactly what it was going to happen, and you are a mirror. You are a reflection. So I just think we need to really just, you know, take time to really just, you know, pay attention to that and just love on ourselves. You know what I mean? Just love on ourselves, give us good affirmations, and we're going to always be good. So with that, peace and love to everybody. I appreciate the time and energy. And as always, catch us in the morning, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central.
Yes, yes. Peace and love, family. Shout out to Gary Van. He's just now tuning in. Yeah, my brother Gary Grand Rising Hotel. Good morning to you, my brother. We are actually wrapping up. Today was a very, very short broadcast. You know, we've been talking about the power of thoughts, words, and intention. You know what I'm saying? And we pretty much use the water experiment, you know what I'm saying, as far as Dr. Emoto. I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Emoto, but you guys can find him on YouTube. And the YouTube link is actually in the show notes, you know, so it can actually lead you to Dr. Emoto. But Dr. Emoto does a project when it comes to water. Right? Yeah, I know. Yeah, my brother, I know. We're going to be back. Dwight is not with us today as well, you know what I'm saying? So, brother, Dwight's not with us as well. Dwight is kind of busy on the back end. But, you know, brother, we're gonna be back tomorrow, us three strong, you know what I'm saying? The topic that we're going to be talking about tomorrow is going to be another powerful one, 10 ways to increase your vibrational energy. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I believe that's a Ralph Smart one. You know what I'm saying? So Ralph is going to give us 10 ways that we can truly increase our vibrational energy. Okay, yeah, he'll catch the replay. Okay, love you too, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you, brother. We love you so much.
No doubt.
Yes. Peace and love. Yeah, shout out to the whole Enhancing Awareness Ear team. You know, we love all of you guys to life. Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, guys, just remember to know, you know, how are you speaking life into yourselves, into your situations? You know that life is not going to always go perfect. It's not going to always be perfection. Know that imperfection is perfection. You know what I mean? But, you know, most importantly, how are you treating yourself? You know what I mean? How are you loving on yourself at the end of this imperfect world? You know what I mean?
Right. Facts.
So, you know, it can be hard sometimes, y'all. You know what I mean? But Emoto, we are 80% of water. Emoto does the water experiment to where, you know, you can either speak bad to water, you can speak life to water, you know, and then there was like an in-between. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then the water literally crystallized. And you mentioned the snowflake, too. There's actually experiments with snowflakes, brother. You can actually speak life to the snow. And the way that the water crystallizes and the way that the snow crystallizes, you know, like with the snow, you can get a pretty snowflake. You know what I'm saying? When you speak in life, you get, you know, pretty little snowflakes or whatever, right? But when you start to speak ill to the snow, you know what I'm saying, you get these crazy looking pictures, you know, and that is the same for us. Our body is 80% water, you know what I'm saying, and don't quote me on that percentage, because I'm just, you know, if it's not 80, it's close, okay?
It's
so,
like 60, it's like on the low end, you have people that have like below 50, and then they say on the high end, somewhere in between 67 and 76%, so anywhere between 50 and
70%.
We're water. So,
okay,
yeah, we're 70%. About 70% water.
There we go. Yeah, thank you, Gary. Yeah, 70. We knew it was somewhere around that ballpark. But, yeah, 70% water. There we go. So if our bodies is 70% water, you know, and then we have the power to crystallize the water in what our true heart's desires may be, you know what I'm saying? So why are we not speaking life to ourselves, our 70% body of water? You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
So we, again, in closing, we encourage you to speak life into yourself, into your life situations, also to examine Dr. Emoto's work when it comes to water. You know what I mean? And Bruce Lee, catch out to Bruce Lee. Cedric, have you seen the whole entire Bruce Lee's interview, Be Water?
Of course. Of course,
yes.
I have. I've watched everything that Bruce Lee has done ever.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, Bruce Lee. Bruce is amazing. So let's go ahead and go out. Again, guys, we have no shows tonight for Wednesday, but we have tomorrow, we have the Motivational Classroom with Cedric Dwight and myself, How to Raise Your Vibrational Frequency. And also tomorrow night, we have The Balance with Moonlight Goddess Ra Shari. This is her premiere debut on Enhancing Awareness Radio. She is going to be doing this every second Thursday of the month. Shout out to you, Shari. We love you. Shari has been on a few Motivational Classrooms, you know what I mean? So,
yes,
we love you, Shari, baby. All right, guys, peace and love. And then until next time, guys,
peace. Peace.